the industry having, you know, 4 or 5 decades of history serving local domestic companies.
Yes.
Is this really one of the USP for the Brazilian IT industry? I mean, what do you think sets it apart?
Well, to begin with, I mean, Brazil has started using IT in the early 60s. And from the very beginning, Brazil was able to excel in the use of IT. You know, the applications developed for the Brazilian market were very good from the very beginning. I can say that in the sense that comparing it, at the time I was working for IBM, so we had the opportunity to compare development in different countries of the world. So Brazil, from the very beginning, was very good in using IT. In the 70s, in the late 70s, well, there's another thing. Because of this developed in the late 60s, in 68 to be more precise, Brazil started a program with the Catholic University in Rio and the University of Waterloo in Canada to develop courses on computer sciences to prepare doctors and masters in computer sciences. And this was a 5 years program together with the University of Waterloo in Canada, which at the time was one of the most developed universities in the world. And this immediately from Rio, it spread throughout the country with computer sciences doctors or masters being formed in different universities all over the country. So that gave a boost in the formation of human resource in the country. Then in the late 70s, Brazil started a policy of market reservation, which lasted for 12, 13 years. And while, you know, there are many negatives about the concept of market reservation, the fact was that a number of people have been trained and formed that knew information technology beyond applications. And then another thing that happened in the middle 80s, Brazil was the victim of a hyperinflation, 4% a day. And therefore, the financial institutions making use of the local development and making use of the existing human resources invested heavily in the use of IT for financial services in order to control or at least bypass the negative effects of hyperinflation. And because of that, let's say, the use of IT for financial institutions developed very, very much so. When the and in order to do that, networks, communication networks were created to link the whole country, because sometimes you have an inflation, you know, like I said, 4% a day, you could not let your money sit anywhere. So if a guy deposits something in Manaus, you had to use it in Porto Alegre, it had to be done online. So networks were done, and the security of networks were impressive. Now, if the financial institution was so capable of using IT, the Internal Revenue Service had to do the same. And so the development of Internal Revenue Service and the use of IT was absolutely parallel to the development of the financial service institutions.